I genuinely cannot believe this. I want to make sure you're sitting down before I play these clips for you because you're going to be shocked at the level of idiocy dripping off of every single member of this administration. As the war with Iran continues, as the United States fails to find an off-ramp, we have MAGA Pete Hegseth giving his early morning press briefings, acting like a fool. We have Stephen Miller, who has a relentless addiction to going on live television and frothing at the mouth while lying about the ongoing war. Trump fired the women around him in his administration. We saw Pam Bondi go. We saw Kristi Noem go. He's rumored to be thinking about firing Tulsi Gabbard. But what about the men in his administration? We need to put some serious focus on the men around Donald Trump who are warmongering, overly aggressive, egotistical, overly testosterone-filled. Actually, I don't even know if that's true. I think Pete Hegseth wants us to think he's full of testosterone, but I see right through this act. Let's break all of this down, and let's start off with the clip that I think you should be sitting down for because it's so incredibly stunning that I struggled to believe it for a second. I had to fact check to make sure that this is true, but Pete Hegseth accidentally quoted a fake Bible verse from Pulp Fiction during a Pentagon sermon. So he's giving a sermon at the Pentagon, and I'm going to play this clip for you in just one second. And he begins to quote a Bible verse that on its face sounds like it could be plausible, until people did some research and realized he just ripped this Bible verse straight from Pulp Fiction. And then people did some more research and realized, wait a minute, it seems like Quentin Tarantino, when creating Pulp Fiction, just made this Bible verse up. So Pete Hegseth brought a made-up Bible verse to the Pentagon, and this is after a week of Donald Trump attacking the Pope, mocking Jesus, depicting himself as Jesus. I'm beginning to think this administration isn't full of actual religious people. I'm beginning to think the Catholics in the Republican Party aren't really Catholics, but that's just a little hunch that I'm beginning to get. Make sure you drop a like on this video to help boost the message. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. I'm back at my parents' house for a few days just visiting my dogs. One of my dogs is growing a bit older, faster than we thought, and she's having trouble walking nowadays. It sucks, So I'm just spending some time with my dogs at home, and I think that's justifiable. I own a business and I can work from wherever I want. Either way, let's head back to this. Pete Hegseth quoted a fake Bible verse from Pulp Fiction. Let's just jump in with this part.
So the prayer is CSAR 25:17, and it reads, and pray with me, please.
The
path of the downed
righteous
aviator
man
is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of camaraderie and duty, shepherd the lost through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to capture and destroy my brother. And you will know my call sign is Sandy One when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
So, number one, Pulp Fiction is a great movie. Number two, that means when Pete Hegseth was writing this speech, he didn't look at the Bible to source it. He didn't look at the Bible to quote it. He looked at the Pulp Fiction screenplay. Let's see if somebody asks Grok in the replies. Okay, John Harward says, Grok, was this Bible verse fake? And Grok is the AI on Twitter that will answer anything. And it says, yes, the Bible verse Pete Hegseth quoted is fake. It's the fictional one written for Pulp Fiction. Samuel L. Jackson's character recites a longer, invented version of Ezekiel 25:17. The real Ezekiel 25:17 is quite short. Hegseth adapted the movie script for his prayer. There is no possible way the people in our government are this dumb, but I think they are. They genuinely are. Let's go over to Stephen Miller for just one second, because right after Pete Hegseth gave that speech last night, Stephen Miller was then on Fox News giving his side of the story regarding the war in Iran, and he slips up so badly that he almost takes off his Joseph Goebbels mask, right? He invokes the final solution when it comes to the war in Iran. The final solution is in World War II when the Nazis wanted to exterminate every single Jewish person via genocide.
And this embargo and every other option is on the table as President Trump seeks that final, safe, secure outcome for the people of the world.
Dude, he was totally about to say final solution. Like, look at the way he pauses. Look, he knows what he's doing.
Is on the table as President Trump seeks that final, safe, secure outcome for the people of the world.
All right, Stephen Miller, thank you for joining us tonight.
Oh my God, he knows what he did as well. This is a sick human being. I can't tell what pisses me off more in this administration. The idiocy and the incompetence dripping off of people like Pete Hegseth, or the smug, evil aura dripping off of people like Stephen Miller. Because there's a difference between Stephen Miller and Pete Hegseth. Stephen Miller is more of the operator who can control things and look forward into the future and say, I want to push this radically racist policy. He's actually quite clever. He's a smart person. That's what I'll say. Stephen Miller is smart. Pete Hegseth, I don't view him that way. I don't view him as Machiavellian in that way. I'm pretty sure he writes his speeches with ChatGPT over some orange juice and vodka every morning and then goes out there and just gives it. This is not a sophisticated man right here. But let's jump into Pete Hegseth's speech this morning, because this happened after Stephen Miller said this. After Pete Hegseth messed up the Bible verse, he then goes out this morning and continues to talk about the war with Iran. Now, for some updates that I had written down on my phone regarding this war, I think it's important we continue to stay focused on it and talk about this. Iranian officials and Pakistan's military chief will meet in Tehran today to discuss messages exchanged between Iran and the U.S. as negotiations continue and aren't making a lot of progress. I do not like that the mainstream media that I'm reading on my phone right now says, yesterday, the White House expressed optimism about reaching a deal, knowing that a potential second round of talks will likely be held and be successful. Dude, the United States has been saying we've reached a deal or that we've won this war for like a month. I don't trust the White House when they say that we're nearing a deal. They've said that Iran was begging for a deal for weeks now, and then they said Iran wasn't taking the deal seriously enough. Then they went back to say that Iran was begging for the deal. So the point is, they're lying. They're saying contradictory things. The Iranian regime is not being really truthful either. So now we're stuck just reading between the lines of intelligence assessments while trying to push aside whatever Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump say. Take a listen to this.
Which is where we'll start with a message to Iran's military leadership, to the KH leadership and IRGC leadership. We're watching you. Our capabilities are not the same, our military and yours. Remember, this is not a fair fight. And we know what military assets you are moving and where you are moving them to. While you are digging out, which is exactly what you're doing, digging out of bombed out and devastated facilities, we are only getting stronger. You are digging out your remaining launchers and missiles with no ability to replace them. You have no defense industry, no ability to replenish your offensive or defensive capabilities. You only have what you have. You know that, and we know that. You can move things around, but you can't actually rebuild. You can dig out for now, but you can't reconstitute.
Okay, we're getting really close to this military slam poetry territory that I'm always talking about. First of all, what's up with his eyes here? But I'm always saying in these videos, he's like doing military slam poetry. You are locked out and digging up. We are rebuilding and regrowing. Some countries are getting weaker, we are getting stronger. It's like snap poetry. What are we doing here?
But we can. We are reloading with more power than ever before, and better intelligence, even more importantly, better intelligence than ever before, as you expose yourself with your movement to our watchful eye. We are locked and loaded on your critical dual-use infrastructure.
Dude, I just read a headline where the mainstream media is trying to say that Trump and the White House are on the verge of a deal with Iran. And then I turned this on and Pete Hegseth just said, we are reloading with more power than ever before. We are locked and loaded. This doesn't sound like ceasefire talk.
We are reloading with more power than ever before.
Okay, so that's happening as the negotiations are happening as well? It doesn't quite make sense. Okay, so this is happening as the negotiations are happening. We're also reloading for another round. Let me jump back to Stephen Miller last night, because I'm trying to prove a point that people in this administration do not know what they're talking about regarding this war. This is an administration full of idiots. And even though I said that Stephen Miller is clever at pushing forward his radical, awful, no good policies, he really doesn't know what he's talking about when it comes to Iran. Everyone in this administration seems to have a fundamental misunderstanding of what the regime is, what regime change is, what enriched uranium is, and what it
This embargo is squeezing the economic life out of the Iranian regime, and the United States has the capacity to continue this indefinitely if Iran chooses the wrong path. President Trump knows something else. He knows that American oil is the most important currency in the world, and that is why when he came into office, he unleashed American energy as never before, and that's why you see all of these ships coming to America empty.
Just because you're yelling and pointing your finger around does not mean that you are right, Stephen Miller. He does this every single time. He'll scream on TV and point his finger around, but he is totally, absolutely wrong. First of all, if we did do an elongated, indefinite version of what we're doing now with the Strait of Hormuz, it would cause a global crisis. Second of all, this administration keeps threatening things that would disproportionately hurt the people of Iran, the citizens of Iran, rather than the regime of Iran. Of course, there's a big difference between the people who want to be free, who want to live in a society with rights, versus the regime who don't want the people to have rights because they'll be overthrown. So the regime is okay with damage being inflicted on their citizenry. They'll inflict the damage themselves. They don't really care. And Stephen Miller fails to realize that. I can't even believe this clip that I saw right here. Pete Hegseth gets asked about an AI video of Jesus shared by Iran, and Pete Hegseth starts going, "That's disgusting. An AI video of Jesus? That's disgusting." Dude, your president just posted a photo of himself as Jesus. I can't even believe this gaslighting sometimes. Like, I can't even believe this. Just so you guys know, we're all like-minded. We're all in this together. Donald Trump is the crazy one posting Jesus mocking imagery. Pete Hegseth is trying to gaslight all of us on the national stage. Gaslight you, gaslight me, into thinking that this wasn't a big deal with Trump or that there's other people doing the same thing. Do not let him gaslight you or me. That's why we're in this together, to continue.
I have a couple questions. I know you said a few weeks ago that Iran's supreme leader was wounded and disfigured. Do you have an update on whether he's even alive at this point? And then another question for you. Iranian embassy accounts are sharing an AI video of Jesus Christ kind of bloodily killing President Donald Trump. Does the Pentagon have a response to this, including the fact that this AI Jesus is casting Trump into hell? And then finally, for Admiral Cooper, could you speak to us about the morale of the American service members that you're seeing in the Middle East? I think Americans are really interested in what their experiences and testimonies are like.
As far as the status of the individual you mentioned, I believe it's the same. Not a lot coming from him right now, understandably so, a lot of fear. Believed to be alive, wounded, and disfigured, status remains the same. As far as a video like that, of course, that's disgusting and detached from reality. Iran says a lot of things in the propaganda speech based on complete lies, and their actions have been lies. Oh, we don't target, we see missiles going into civilian facilities and hotels in the Gulf states, and they say we only target military targets as you watch drones and missiles go into. So they are going to misrepresent, lie, spin.
It's like everything Pete Hegseth says about the Iranian regime can be almost applied to Trump. He'll stand there and he'll say, you know, they have leaders that lie, spin, and are corrupt. It's like, okay, so like Trump? They say, no, but these leaders, they'll post like disgusting AI images of Jesus being, you know, depicted as other people. Okay, so exactly like Donald Trump? Even in this clip, he seems to be doubling down. Pete Hegseth seems to be doubling down on this idea that Trump is like Jesus. I want you to listen to this clip carefully. And then just remember, this is the same person that I showed you a bit ago, quoted a fake Bible verse, a fake one.
We urge this new regime to choose wisely. Speaking of choosing wisely, a note to the press, to the press corps, to the American media. As I just can't help but notice the endless stream of garbage, the relentlessly negative coverage you cannot resist peddling, despite the historic and important success of this effort and the success of our troops. Sometimes it's hard to figure out what side some of you are actually on. It's incredibly unpatriotic. This same press corps, not this exact same press corps, but at least an older press corps, bent over backwards during the Biden administration to explain away the disastrous and disgraceful Afghanistan withdrawal.
Wait a minute. There's a huge difference. And he just said it right there. It was an Afghanistan withdrawal. So we pulled troops out of Afghanistan. And you want to know the reality? It was messy. It was always going to be messy. There was never going to be a reality in which we ended the war in Afghanistan and pulled out our troops and everything went perfectly. So it was messy. Biden did it. It was very tragic when soldiers were lost, but the media covered it relentlessly. The only difference is, because that was a withdrawal, the media kind of fizzled out on covering it after a few days because we withdrew. We're no longer there. There's nothing to talk about. Compare that to us actively sending thousands of troops to the Middle East, asking for $200 billion, doing a naval blockade. The reason why the media is covering this is because it's still ongoing, still escalating, and Trump draws so much attention to it. Number two, I hate Pete Hegseth's cadence in these. He's doing this military slam poetry, but it's kind of transitioning into just lecturing. He kind of just goes up there, and tell me if you get this vibe as well. He just lectures the media about what he deems anti-patriotic rhetoric. But the media literally is just covering the reality. Pete Hegseth would not be happy unless we were all singing his praises and saying this war was a complete success. They try to shit on the Iranian regime for having state regime media and propaganda, but that's exactly what they want. If Pete Hegseth could have the propaganda apparatus in the U.S. to look like Iran's, he would. He would do that in 1 second.
You called it the greatest airlift in American history. It's almost like you're cheering only for one side. This past Sunday, I was sitting in church with my family, and our minister preached from the book of Mark, the third chapter. And in the passage, Jesus entered a synagogue and healed a man with a withered hand. The Pharisees came to watch. And as the scripture reads, they came to see whether he, Jesus, would heal him, or he would heal him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him. You see, the Pharisees, the so-called and self-appointed elites of their time, they were there to witness, to write everything down, to report.
Okay, this is one of the most uninteresting guys I've ever seen. We're going to continue to relentlessly cover this administration, whether it's Stephen Miller or Pete Hegseth, Donald Trump or Caroline Leavitt. We're going to push back on these lies every single day, and genuinely thank you all for being here. Make sure you subscribe. I'm going to keep pumping out content all throughout the day and for the rest of my life. Let's keep pushing. Love you all. See you later.